1. The God of Action. In the eternity of the past, upon the personalization of the infinite spirit, the divine personality cycle becomes perfect and complete. The God of Action is existent, and the vast stage of space is set for the stupendous drama of creation, the universal adventure, the divine panorama of the eternal ages. The first act of the Infinite Spirit is the inspection and recognition of His divine parents, the Father Father and the Mother Son. He, the Spirit, unqualifiedly identifies both of them. He is fully cognizant of their separate personalities and infinite attributes, as well as of their combined nature and united function. Next, voluntarily, with transcendent willingness and inspiring spontaneity, the third person of Deity, notwithstanding His equality with the first and second persons, pledges eternal loyalty to God the Father, and acknowledges everlasting dependence upon God the Son. Inherent in the nature of this transaction, and in mutual recognition of the personality independence of each, and the executive union of all three, the cycle of eternity is established. The Paradise Trinity is existent. The stage of universal space is set for the manifold and never-ending panorama of the creative unfolding of the purpose of the Universal Father through the personality of the Eternal Son and by the execution of the God of Action, the executive agency for the reality performances of the Father-Son-Creator partnership. The God of Action functions, and the dead vaults of space are astir. 1 billion perfect spheres flash into existence. Prior to this hypothetical eternity moment, the space energies inherent in Paradise are existent and potentially operative, but they have no actuality of being. Neither can physical gravity be measured, except by the reaction of material realities to its incessant pull. There is no material universe at this assumed, eternally distant moment. But the very instant that 1 billion worlds materialize, there is in evidence gravity sufficient and adequate to hold them in the everlasting grasp of Paradise. There now flashes through the creation of the gods the second form of energy, and this outflowing spirit is instantly grasped by the spiritual gravity of the Eternal Son. Thus, the twofold gravity-embraced universe is touched with the energy of infinity and immersed in the spirit of divinity. In this way is the soil of life prepared for the consciousness of mind made manifest in the associated intelligence circuits of the Infinite Spirit. Upon these seeds of potential existence, diffused throughout the central creation of the gods, the Father acts, and creature personality appears. Then does the presence of the Paradise deities fill all organized space, and begin effectively to draw all things and beings Paradiseward. The Infinite Spirit eternalizes concurrently with the birth of the Havona worlds, this central universe being created by Him and with Him and in Him in obedience to the combined concepts and united wills of the Father and the Son. The third person deitizes by this very act of conjoint creation, and He thus forever becomes the conjoint creator. These are the grand and awful times of the creative expansion of the Father and the Son, by and in the action of their conjoint associate and exclusive executive, the third source and center. There exists no record of these stirring times. We have only the meager disclosures of the Infinite Spirit to substantiate these mighty transactions, and He merely verifies the fact that the central universe and all that pertains thereto eternalized simultaneously with His attainment of personality and conscious existence. In brief, the Infinite Spirit testifies that, since He is eternal, so also is the central universe eternal. And this is the traditional starting point of the history of the universe of universes. Absolutely nothing is known, and no records are in existence regarding any event or transaction prior to this stupendous eruption of creative energy and administrative wisdom that crystallized the vast universe which exists and so exquisitely functions at the center of all things. Beyond this event lie the unsearchable transactions of eternity and the depths of infinity. Absolute mystery. And we thus portray the sequential origin of the third source and center as an interpretive condescension to the time-bound and space-conditioned mind of mortal creatures. The mind of man must have a starting point for the visualization of universe history, and I have been directed to provide this technique of approach to the historic concept of eternity. In the material mind, consistency demands a first cause. Therefore do we postulate the universal Father as the first source and absolute center of all creation, at the same time instructing all creature minds that the Son and the Spirit are co-eternal with the Father in all phases of universe history and in all realms of creative activity. And we do this without in any sense being disregardful of the reality and eternity of the Isle of Paradise and of the unqualified, universal, and deity absolutes. It is enough of a reach of the material mind of the children of time to conceive of the Father in eternity. We know that any child can best relate himself to reality by first mastering the relationships of the child-parent situation, and then by enlarging this concept to embrace the family as a whole. Subsequently, the growing mind of the child will be able to adjust to the concept of family relations, to relationships of the community, the race, and the world, and then to those of the universe, the super-universe, even the universe of universes.